Molly and I are playing school. I'm the teacher, Miss Lunette, and Molly is my class. Class? Oh, would you like to play school with us? Oh, good. Okay, now pay attention, class. One. Very good. Two. Very good, Molly. One, two. You're really learning. Three, four. Three, four, shut the door. Yeah. Well, that's very amusing and it does rhyme, but what are we doing now? We are in math class learning to count sheep. One, two, three, four, five. Five sheep. Class. Oh, class. May I have your attention, please, class? Yes, you. You are my class. Class, you're not paying attention again. Molly's really not paying attention. I wonder why not. I know. She probably needs recess.
I forgot recess. See, that's when you get to stop sitting and learning stuff, and you get to play or run around outside. Class?
Recess! No more teachers, no more books!
During recess, it's important to get your body moving.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go stretch on my clock rug. Teachers need to be in good shape because the students are so full of energy. Huh. But, class, after recess, it's back to work. We have lots to learn. Let's memorize the phone book. There's lots of numbers in it. You know, Molly, it's a good thing we're pretending to be in school, because pretty soon we'll be going to school for real. Well, see you after my stretch. Back in class. See if you can do this. It's fun.
Was fun
and invigorating. Ah, now I've got lots more energy to play school. Oh, class? Huh? Hello, class. I'm back. Oh, class? Recess is over. Time to get back. Class, time for school. Are you ready for school? Excuse me, but, are you hiding, Molly? Really? Why? What could she be hiding for? Oh, Molly, are you nervous because I said we would be going to school for real someday soon? It's okay. I didn't know. I think we should have a little talk. Molly, would you like to have a little talk about it? Here. It's all right to be a little nervous about going to school. Well, yeah. I mean, you've never been there before and you don't even know what it's going to be like, right? think it's fun to play school. Just to get ready, because pretty soon I'm going to be going to clown school, like the other clowns. You could go to doll school if you like. Oh, you don't want to, huh? Well, maybe you just need to learn more about school so it won't feel so scary to go. Molly, would you like me to teach you about school? Alrighty. Okay, class. Molly. Well, school is a place where clowns learn things. And what does one learn at real school, you ask, Molly? Good question. School is a place where you do lots of thinking. Oh, yeah, that's it. School is a place where you do lots of thinking. It's important to think. Maybe. I guess. To learn stuff? Gosh, Molly. I really don't know very much about what you learn at school at all. Gee, I wonder what you would learn at school. Our ABCs? Oh, yeah! Good idea, Molly. We'd probably learn our ABCs at real school. In fact, we'd probably learn the whole alphabet, which gives me an idea. Come on!
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? Check it out! Alphabetcha, I could get ya to check it out! From the A to the B to the C by the shore, next to the alphabet city, nothing less, nothing more than a big bunch of letters piling up to the sky. Cats and Z's if you're sleepy, and don't ask why. Check it out! Alphabetcha, I could get ya to check it out! Listen up, cause it's time for some Q&A. Oh no, you won't get confused, it'll be okay. And if you are buzzing like a bumblebee, check it out, dear Watson, cause it's L-M-N-T. Check it out! Alphabetcha, I can get ya to A-B-C! A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z! Huh.
Boy, I bet the teachers in clown school will really like learning the alphabet our way. Why? Because it's silly! And I think the first thing you learn in school is how to be really silly. Well, in clown school. In real school, I'm not so sure. Probably the first thing you do is, well, get out of bed early, right? And then rush around to get ready, right? Yeah, and then you just run out the door to go to school, right? Honest, I know all this because of my dollhouse. Yep, that's how the Foley family gets ready every day. Wanna watch? Here they go. is. I wonder if it's that busy and hard to get ready for school all the time. Well, I hope not. You know, I really do wonder what clown school will be like. Hey, maybe it'll be big and noisy. If all the clowns are learning big and noisy things like making parades. Boom, 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 boom. Or clown school could be quiet instead if all the clowns are learning quiet things like mime. Maybe clown school is big and noisy sometimes and quiet other times. Well, I just hope I like it, whatever way it is. Gee, who could tell us more about clown school? What it's really like? Granny Garbanzo? Of course she'd know. That's a great idea, Molly. Let's go ask her. Why don't you come too? I'll bet Granny Garbanzo can tell us all about clown school.
All right, Snicklefritz. Let's try it one more time.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Snick. What you doing?
Ah, Lunetkin. I'm teaching Snicklefritz an important new skill.
Really? What's that?
How to balance a turnip on his nose.
Oh, that is important. How's it going?
Well, to be honest, it's hard to teach a young cat new tricks. Oh. Or is that an old cat? Young dog. It doesn't matter. Anyway, let me show you how it's done. Oop, no good. Don't worry, Snicklefritz. It's harder for me because I don't have whiskers. And I don't have my spectacles. Oi, where could they be?
Oh, gosh. I don't see them anywhere, Granny. Snicklefritz?
Snicklefritz! Is that the turnip balancing perfectly on your nose? You did it! All by yourself!
Oh, yes, all by yourself. With a clothes peg.
Why, you scallywag! Give me those glasses! Give me those glasses.
Silly kitty.
You can't hide from me all day, Mr. Strickster. Would you like me to teach you turnip balancing?
That's okay, Granny. Actually, Molly and I came to ask you about clown school.
Clown school?
Yep. We want to know what it's like because we'll have to go there. Someday.
Ah, nervous a little bit. I understand.
You do?
Sure. When I was little, I was nervous about going to clown school for the first time. But then it turned out to be great.
What was it like?
I remember my first day of Clowner Garden like it was yesterday. At first, I thought that Clowner Garden was going to be a real garden with flowers and tomatoes and turnips and potatoes. But it wasn't that kind of garden at all. Instead, Clowner Garden was made up of lots of other little clowns just like me. And everybody was there to learn things we needed to know as grown-up clowns. I was balancing on the slack wire. And later on, there was a special class in clown school all about my favorite things. Flowers and tomatoes, turnips and potatoes. So Clowner Garden wasn't a real garden. But now I ended up in my own garden here with all you clowns.
Wow. So school is a place where you can learn about lots of different things. Things you like best. Well, things like... Major Bedhead?
Major Bedhead? I don't know if they teach that subject, Lunette.
Oh, no, 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 Granny. That's not what I meant. Really, what I meant was that Major Beckwith...
Hi, everybody!
Oh, my! What a coincidence. We were just talking about you.
Really? You were? About little old me?
Well, sort of. You see, Granny was just telling us what it's like to go to clown school. How about you, Major Bedhead? Did you go to school? Oh, what's it like? Molly wants to know. And, so do I.
Why, yes, I did go to clown school. In fact, I was a top student at Clown Courier U.
You were?
Oh, yes, indeedy do. I graduated summa cum laude.
Oh, what's it like? Clown school, I mean.
Well, let me think. Well, at my school, we learned a lot of things outside on the job. I remember learning to tell which number was which. I had to know my numbers so I could deliver the mail to the right houses. I also had to learn to read so I could learn the street names. I had to tell the difference between this street and that street. Sometimes it was pretty hard. Fortunately, I had a very good teacher who helped me learn every step of the way. And I even got an A+ in heel clicking.
My teacher taught me that too.
So do all clowns have teachers when they go to school?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, that's one of the best parts of going to school, the teacher.
Do you hear that, Molly? You'll have a teacher, and that means I'll have one too.
But my favorite part of Clown Courier U was delivery 101. Presentation is everything. You can deliver a package like this. Ta-da! Or like this. Package for you, Miss Clown. Or like this. Whoop-dee! Whoop-dee! Doo!
Oh, that's definitely the one I like best.
All right, then. Whoop-dee! Whoop-dee! Doo! Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, why, thank you, Major Bedhead. Let's see. Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar. She says, oh, dear Lunette, I was just thinking about what you might need when you go to clown school.
First, you need a good head on your shoulders. Next is curiosity. You need to like to find out things you never knew before. Who knew? Next, you need to like to meet new friends. Hi, how y'all doing? Oh, this is very important. You need to be well fed to be ready for school. So, if you're gonna be carrying your lunch, you'll need this extra special something full of my love and other good stuff.
Remember, no one had to teach me how to love you. Your Auntie Macassar.
That's sweet.
An extra special something. Wonder what it could be. Oh, a big yellow lunchbox. Look, Molly.
Perfect for when you go to school.
And I think there's some lunch stuff in here already.
Lunch? That reminds me. I have another very important delivery to make. Pizza! And if it's not there in 30 minutes, it'll be cold.
Oh, well, then you better get going.
Don't want me to...
See ya!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Well, I think we better get back to our couch. Thanks for teaching us about clown school, Granny. I think I'm almost ready to go.
That's good. And I'm almost ready to teach someone, well, some cat, a new lesson about glasses. Has he disappeared? I hope not. I think he'll turn up somewhere.
Come on, let's go back to the big comfy couch and see what's for lunch. I know, Molly. Let's have a little snack. Now, what have we got? Yummy! Here, one for you and one for me. Now, let's have some. Huh, you know what else we could do? You got it. and I'll get it. Now, let's see. Oh, where did I put that storybook? Here we are. And here are my glasses. There. Oh, thank you, Molly. Almost forgot. It's important to have good light when you read. Now, today's story is a further adventure of Molly called Molly Fish Goes to School. Molly was a little fish who swam the ocean blue. One day she had to go to school, and one day we'll go too. Her granny packed a lunchbox. She put some seaweed in. Then she waved goodbye to Molly. Yes, she waved with every fin. But Molly, she was nervous, feeling just a bit alone, as she swam right past the barnacles and floated far from home. Soon she met a catfish and a halibut named Heather. They said, "School is where we're going too. Let's all go together." And there they met their teacher. Ethel Mermaid was her name. They learned so much in school that day, life never was the same. They learned to count the starfish and write letters in the sand. They learned about new places, like the place they call dry land. They all had so much fun at school, those little fish from Dover. Before long, it was afternoon. Their first school day was over. Her granny was so proud as Molly swam up to the door. She said, "Molly's so grown up, she's not a guppy anymore." Now Molly Fish is happy every morning in the sea. She's ready to go off to school, just like you and me. The end. Did you like that story, Molly? Did it help you feel ready to go to school someday? Yeah? Oh, good. Me too. I feel I'm ready. Ready to go and learn... Hey, who made this big mess? I think I know the answer to that one. I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! You know, Molly, we're going to learn lots of things at school. But if there's one thing we already know how to do, it's... take a nap. No clown has to teach us how to do that. Here, I'll show you. You just lie down with your blanket and snuggle in and close your eyes. Just like Molly and me. Bye-bye. Toodles.
And the clown jumped over the moon.